תפילת החברים. בורא,
prayer of the friends.
אנו מודים לך,
Creator,
על הזמנים
והרגעים המיוחדים for these special times and moments
בהם אתה מאפשר
which you allow us the state of true spiritual work.
בורא,
Creator,
אנו מודים לך על שאתה טוב ומיטיב
for being good and benevolent towards the created beings and for showing us that the only way is to be by your side. We thank you for every state that you give us. We ask you, Creator, to continue to unite the hearts of friends and allow their love to continue and expand.
Well, the article is one of the fundamental articles in the Wisdom of Kabbalah because it speaks about changing our nature in order to enter the upper world, the spiritual world. We have to replace ourselves from the will to receive to the will to bestow. This is the whole matter of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, that it explains to us and pushes us to replace our nature. This is impossible to do by any means, but only through connection between people in a way that they invest specifically in that power and interest and attention and effort until in return for our exertion we receive a force from above, because it is a force of the upper world, a force of bestowal. And we exist in a force of reception, the opposite of it. So then it turns out that through our study, through the work we do between us in the tents, and more than tents, in our whole group, our great international group, when we support each other, we reach a state where, in return for our efforts, the upper light, the upper force shines on us. It is a force of bestowal, the force of the Creator, which is above our nature, because it is all in the will to bestow. And then, in return for our effort, we receive the will to bestow, and we begin to be like the Creator. It happens gradually through effort, and we learn many articles about it, many texts, but all of it is in order to persuade ourselves that it is worthwhile for us to think only about that and about nothing besides the will to bestow do we have to think about. All of the other desires will come to us on their own. And only the beginning of the will to bestow, called a point in the heart. The heart is the place where we feel our desire. So that point in the heart, it begins to grow, it begins to show itself, to show its operation. And then by that, we begin to change, to connect. And reach a form, a structure of the spiritual system where everyone is connected and we also begin to feel the spiritual forces, the forces that operate according to the laws of bestowal, the laws of connection. And this is how we then grow until all of the nature within us will be transformed from a will to receive to a will to bestow. And this will already be called Gemar HaTikun, the end of correction that we need to reach. And the beginning should be already in our reality here in this world. As it is written, each one shall help his friend in attaining the power of bestowal. That's one thing. And the second thing is, love your friend as yourself. This is the upper nature. And this is how we rise and get better. And accordingly, we begin to learn the nature of the upper world to the extent that we feel this nature. And this is how we advance, we grow. How much? Until our whole nature, the will to receive that the Creator created, as it is written, I've created an evil inclination, it becomes inverted, transformed according to our exertion, our efforts, into a good inclination, into a will to bestow, from reception to giving, from hatred to love. And this is how we will grow. These two opposite forms, the form of reception and the form of bestowal, they are standing before us. The form of reception, we're born in it, we develop within it. The entire human society is like that. It all works according to the force of reception. And we gradually need to shift ourselves until we will get from above special forces, forces of bestowal. And this is how we will reach the correction of the world. Until then, we will revolve in this life. And we will always be in the vessels of reception, in the nature of receiving, and we will only suffer. And all of this suffering comes down to each and every one of us every moment in order to give a person the possibility to try to emerge from the bad that he feels in himself and in others until he will feel the good, in that he can replace the nature of receiving with the nature of bestowing. This is our work. Accordingly, we build our groups. And as the Kabbalists who have already gone through this path, they wrote about it, they understood the entire method of correction of human nature. And they explain to us, what do we exist for in this world? What is it that we have to do in order to reach the purpose. And as you also certainly read about it from the words of Bala Sulam and Rabash, we have to reach bestow to others. And by these efforts, we will reach the opening up of the eyes in the Torah. The Torah means that upper force, upper light that comes down to us and shines on us bit by bit. In order to accelerate our development, we have the recommendation of the Kabbalists who felt the structure of the upper world, and according to their recommendation, we divide ourselves into tens, and by the power of each one shall help his friend, by love of friends, we need to try to reach a state where indeed already here in this life, in this world, we try to build such relations that resemble the relations of the upper forces, the spiritual forces. And this is how we begin to feel that we can get help from above. And also, each one shall help his friend. In this way, we can get help from both from above and also from the friends. And thus reach.
Again, dear Rav, what kind of demand should one raise to the Creator so that his friend can rise above the evil inclination?
Give an example. The most important with respect to the others who don't yet feel and they are not yet in this process is that we have to give them an example. That's it. We should look at ourselves. How do we grow? The little one looks at the grown-up, right? And does it. So he sees that daddy takes a hammer and knocks on something, so the child takes some toy or maybe a wooden hammer, and he does the same thing. This is how we do it. This is called monkey learning, that we are built only on our instincts that we learn from the grown-ups. Okay?
Rav, with what you just said, you spoke about our crises and how humanity needs to learn from these things. In 2008, we had a financial crisis. And recently, we had COVID. And despite those things, humanity still doesn't want to listen. So what will make them listen this time? What will make them change?
We don't need to go through a particular crisis by which we get closer to the upper force, to the Creator. We undergo a change from the nature of reception to the nature of bestow. We need to make this change within us. It's not by bombs falling on us, or there's a fall in the stock market that manifests. but rather we have to understand that we have to put in an inner effort, and the revolution has to be internal within the person, inside each and every one. Okay, Chris?
So the most important thing is our actions here, obviously. And our actions to unite is the most important. That will cause people to listen rather than dissemination.
No. Dissemination is nevertheless necessary to do it. If you are in a nature of love of others, then as much as you can bring this good closer to others, you have to do it. It's by your nature. This is why we have to do these things, even though our nature is not yet pressuring us to. Then let's continue. Let's get into the article.
Article, the love of God and the love of man. The love of God and the love of man. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great rule in the Torah. Collective and individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. This is because the word klal, rule or collective, indicates a sum of details that relates to the above collective, where each and every detail carries a part within it, in a way that the gatherings of all the details together creates that collective. And if we say a great klal in the Torah, it means that all the texts and the 612 mitzvot commandments are the sum total of the details that relate to the verse, love your friend as yourself. It is seemingly difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot in the Torah. At most, it can be a klal for the part of the Torah and sentences that relate to the mitzvot between man and man. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between man and the Creator, in the verse, love your friend as yourself?
This is the question. How can it be that all that we need to do, and we are the highest of all of the created beings, from the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, how can it be that all that we have to do is to reach love your friend as yourself? This is the question. Do you have anything to ask about that? No, but this is what the Torah, what the Creator, the general force of reality demands of us, from humanity, meaning from the will to receive that exists in the highest level of development in His world.
Yes. How can you demand of a person, love your friend? Where does a person press on himself and activate love to someone who's not him? He's created with the nature of self-love, and he's told, love your friend.
This is why Bala Sulam says that on the one hand we hear this statement, everyone hears it, and this statement, this phrase is quoted in many sources, many places. However, it remains is something that we don't need. It's not some nice phrase that each one wishes for everyone, but no one relates to it seriously because we don't feel within us the forces that we can activate and attain this state. And also we don't understand what happens if we will reach love. What will we have out of that? What will happen? How will I relate to everyone with love and all of, and everyone relate to me? How will we live in such a world? It's completely unnatural. Our nature is the opposite. Well, so then read onward.
That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of old Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him. As it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is its commentary. Go study. We see that he told him that the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Tanaim, sages, the sages of the early centuries, and by whom laws are interpreted, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our Holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself. For he says explicitly, the rest is its commentary. Go study. That is, they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most issues of the Torah, which concern sentences between man and the Creator, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretation explaining the verse, love your friend.
Yes.
Don't do to your friend what is hated by you. Right? Hillel says, someone who said, teach me everything on one foot. Yes. This thing, don't do to your friend what is hated upon you, compared to love your friend, which is a more emotional demand. Not to do to someone else what is hated by me, that sounds something more external compared to the emotional demand, love your friend.
That's right.
So where do we begin with our change of nature?
Certainly do not do to your friend that which you hate. That comes first. And then, love your friend.
How does love enter the heart?
That's a different question. I don't know yet. We will learn and we will see. Maybe he will answer it. Okay?
Ken.
Now he writes here about conversion. What is this a matter of conversion?
It's when a person shifts from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
Friend as yourself. We should also examine and understand the meaning of the verse itself when he says, love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself. However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet, it would be acceptable.
Because you have an example. As much as you love yourself, so you need to love the friends.
To love my friend as much as I love myself, that seems impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself, for it is certain that one satisfies one's own needs without neglect and with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective. He has no strong reason to stimulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep this statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable?
This is the question. Is this question clear? The Torah seemingly obligates us. You were created entirely in the will of in order to receive. You only think about yourself each and every moment in all the directions possible. However, the Torah obligates you to invert your nature in which I created you in such a way to the opposite, that you will love others at least as much as you love yourself. This is the demand of the Torah, meaning humanity has to reach this rule. As much as it is unrealistic, fantastic, not doable, it doesn't matter. We have to reach it. Whether we want to or not, nature is organized in such a way that it will pressure us, it will do all kinds of exercises with us until eventually, through many actions, generations, people, disasters, however, we will reach a state where we will have no choice. We will understand that we must keep love your friend as yourself, and only in such a way will we reach a correct. Title, One Mitzvah, Commandment. This raises several questions. According to the aforesaid, we all sin against the Torah. Moreover, we do not observe even the primary part of the Torah. Since we observe the details, but not the actual rule. It is written, when you observe the will of the Creator, the poor are in others and not in you. Or how can there be poor when everyone does what the Creator wants? And love their friends as themselves.
Questions? Well, we have questions here in the meantime. That we don't know exactly where we are and what we are fulfilling, from what nature demands of us. The Creator is nature. Elohim in Gematria is nature, Teva. So we need to understand that what we are learning now, we are learning the general law of nature, which is above all the rest of the rules, the laws of physics, psychology, and so on.
The issue of the Hebrew slave that the Jerusalem Talmid presents needs further study. The meaning of the text is that even if the convert is not Hebrew, he must love him like himself. And how could one explain that the rule for the foreigner, the convert, is the same as that of the Hebrew, since one law and one ordinance should be both for you and for the foreigner who dwells with you? The word gil, proselyte, foreigner, also means a residing proselyte, meaning one who does not accept the Torah, except for retiring from idolatry. It is written about such a person, you may give it to the stranger or the foreigner who is within your gates.
We're not going to get into all these details. It's written, this is written in a time when there were still slaves and we didn't have our modern society. This is
the meaning of the one mitzvah commandment that the Tana speaks of when he says, if he performs one mitzvah, he sentences or shifts himself and the whole world to the side of merit. It is very difficult to understand what the entire world has to do with this. We should not force an explanation that it is when one is half unworthy and half worthy, and the whole world is half unworthy and half worthy. For if we say so, we miss the whole point. Moreover, the whole world is full of Gentiles and tyrants. So how can he see that they are half unworthy and half worthy? He can see about himself that he is half unworthy and half worthy, but not that the entire world is such. Furthermore, the text should have at least stated the whole of Israel. Why did the Tana add the entire world here? Are we guarantors for the nations of the world as well, adding them to our account of good deeds?
Here's the question. Is the law, love your friend as yourself, is it a rule that obligates all people of the world, everyone in our world? Doesn't matter who he is, what he is, right? A lady, a man, American, Israeli, German, Frenchman, doesn't matter who and what. Rather, all is this rule belonging to all human beings? Let's continue.
We must understand that our sages spoke only of the practical part of the Torah, which brings the world and the Torah to the desired goal. Therefore, when they say one mitzvah, they certainly mean a practical mitzvah. This is certainly, as Hillel says, meaning, love your friend as yourself.
Meaning, this rule, love your friend as yourself, obligates everyone, in general, the whole world.
It is by this mitzvah alone that one attains the true goal, which is adhesion with his God.
Meaning, what do we attain by this, that we fulfill the love of others? We reach revelation of the Creator, the understanding of the Creator, sensation of the Creator, to such an extent that we are adhered to Him.
Yeah? Thus, you find that with this one mitzvah,
love your friend as yourself,
one observes the entire goal and purpose.
Meaning this law, love your friend as yourself, if we will fulfill it, we will reach opening of all of nature on all levels, this world, the next world, all directions, whatever it may be, everything opens up before.
It is written, love your friend as yourself. By this mitzvah alone will one be rewarded with the true goal, which is adhesion with his God. How are these things related?
I don't know the connection, but I know that if we reach a state that if we rise above our egoistic will to receive, and instead of loving ourselves, to love to receive, to love to be above others, to love to fulfill our egoistic nature, if instead of that, we will prefer to be in the force of love, connection, bestowal, and giving between us, in this we acquire a second nature, a nature of the Creator. And then we reach a state that is called the purpose of fulfilling this mitzvah. This mitzvah, this commandment, love thy friend as thyself, it includes all the laws, all the rules of the Torah, all our relations, our attitudes to inanimate, vegetative, animate, speaking, all of nature. That it's all of it is included in this term, this concept, Elohim. And such we must determine our attitude to godliness, in all the details, whatever they may be. And in this we change ourselves and also reach resembling of godliness. As our name, Adam, the word Dome, similar to the
title, and to adhere unto Him. There still remains room to ask. If the whole purpose of the Torah and all of creation is only to raise the lowly humanity until they become worthy of that wonderful sublimity and to adhere unto Him, He should have created us with that sublimity to begin with, instead of troubling us with the labor of creation and the Torah and the mitzvot. We could explain this with the words of our sages. One who eats that which is not his is ashamed to look at his face. This means that anyone who feeds on the labor of others is afraid or ashamed to look at his own form, for his form is inhuman. Because no deficiency comes from his wholeness, He had prepared for us this work, so we may enjoy the labor of our own hands. This is why He created creation in its lowly form. The work in Torah and Mitzvot lifts us from the baseness of creation. And through it, we achieve our sublimity by ourselves. Then we do not feel the delight and pleasure that comes to us from His generous hand as a gift, but as the owners of that pleasure.
Clear appeal here? If we do everything on the intention to bestow, then we don't feel ourselves that we receive from the Creator, rather are truly with Him in partnership. And then we go from this article, how is it called?
Love of the Creator and love of men.
Let's continue.
However, we must still understand the source of the baseness that we feel upon receiving a gift. Nature scientists know that the nature of every branch is close to its root. The branch loves all the conducts in the root, wants them, covets them, and derives benefit from them. Conversely, the branch stays away from everything that is not in the root. It cannot tolerate them and is harmed by them. Because our root is the Creator, who does not receive, but rather bestows, hence we feel sorrow and degradation upon every reception from another. Now we understand the purpose of adhering to Him. The sublimity of that adhesion is only the equivalence of the branch with its root. Conversely, on the other side, the whole matter of the baseness is only the remoteness from the root. In other words, every created being whose ways are corrected so as to bestow upon others rises and becomes more capable of adhering to Him. And every created being whose way is reception and self-love is degraded and removed far from the Creator.
As a remedy, the Torah and Mitzvot have been prepared for us. In the beginning, we are to observe it, lo lishma, not for her sake, meaning to receive reward. This is the case during the period of katnut, smallness, as education. When one grows, one is taught to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's maker, and not for self-love. Now we can understand the words of our sages who asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or slaughters at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot, commandments, were given only so as to cleanse people through them. But we still do not know what that cleansing means. With the aforesaid, we understand that man is born while the ass is colt, completely immersed in the filth and baseness of self-reception and self-love. without any spark of love for one's fellow person and bestowal.
It's how we're all born. Simple, egoistic, like animals.
In that state, one is at the farthest point from the root. When one grows and is educated in Torah and Mitzvot, defined only by the aim to bring contentment to one's maker, and not at all for self-love, one comes to the degree of bestowal upon one's fellow person through the natural remedy in the study of Torah and Mitzvot Lishma that the giver of the Torah knows. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created for it the Torah. The essence of development is to adhere to him, to be in adhesion. Meaning to reach a state more and more that the reality is there's no one besides him, the good that does good.
Yes.
The more a person develops, he discovers more and more, meaning every time, the absolute control of the upper force.
Mm-hmm.
He did, he does, he will do everything.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, one has to be a partner. A partner is not under complete control.
Of course not.
So how does it coincide?
It works together because one asks and the other gives. When the person asks for the forces to realize the law of bestowal, the law of general connection, and the Creator helps and provides the forces for that.
So the practical essence of the work is only to reach a state that the request itself, that's where I discover my partnership.
Yes.
בסדר.
Okay.
כן.
Yes.
Полюбить мы можем только через раскрытие ненависти, зла между нами и приподнимаясь над этим.
Да.
Loving is possible only through discovering evil between us and rising above it?
Yes.
Мы можем начать с этого, конечно.
Ну, постепенно, это, конечно.
When we disseminate, you can start from that.
Well, of course, gradually.
Title, Two Parts to the Torah, Between Man and the Creator, and Between Man and Man. Even if we see that there are two parts to the Torah, the first, mitzvot, between man and the Creator, and the second, mitzvot between man and man. They are both one and the same thing. This means that the practice of them and the desired goal from them are one. Lishma. It makes no difference if one works for one's friend or for the Creator, since it is engraved in the created being at birth that anything that comes from another appears empty and unreal. Because of this, we are compelled to begin in Lo Lishma, as the Rambam says, our sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even if Lo Lishma, since from Lo Lishma he comes to Lishma. Therefore, when teaching the young, the women, and the uneducated, they are taught to work out of fear and to receive reward until they accumulate knowledge and gain wisdom. They are told that secret bit by bit and are accustomed to that matter with ease until they attain Him and know Him and serve Him out of love. Thus, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker. This is what Hillel HaNasi assumed, that love your friend as yourself is the ultimate goal in the practice, as it is the clearest nature and form to man. We should not be mistaken about actions, since they are set before His eyes. He knows that if he puts the needs of his friend before his own needs, then he is in the quality of bestowal. For this reason, he does not define the goal as, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might." For indeed, they are one and the same, since he should also love his friend with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, as this is the meaning of the words, as yourself. He certainly loves himself with all his heart and soul and might. And with the Creator, he may deceive oneself. But with his friend, it is always spread out before his eyes.
This means, love thy friend as thyself, like a person loves himself, which is undoubtedly true that he loves himself. As much as he'll try to turn it around this way or that way, his self-love remains. So similarly, he has to achieve love of others. And there's nothing here to erase or hide, but just to carry out 100%. That's what the Torah requires from us. And whether we want it or not, that's the final correction of the human being, which brings us back to the system of
Rav, what does it mean that the children, the women, and the rest of the people, they are taught by fear, and in ease they teach it them?
These are degrees of desire to receive that exist in every person. Children, women, men, doesn't matter. It's the degrees of desire to receive in the person. They grow over years and life cycles. And therefore, that's how they fall into their place.
What does it mean to accustom them with the ease until they know and they can know by love?
To go with them slowly, bit by bit. No other choice, like with us.
Is there any other way besides doing it bit by bit? Knees?
No. If there was, we would read about it and hear about it. There's none.
So the path we're going through it now in the study with you, in the tens every day at noon, that's at ease, bit by bit?
Yes. We don't dictate anything to anyone what in terms of what to do. We only explain as much as it's possible to explain more and more to each and every person what we should do. And then the person, from what he does, he'll begin to understand what is clear. Yes? What?
The best thing I understood is the filth of self-love and self-reception, that a person is born a beast the furthest from the root as possible. Complete opposite. What I didn't understand is what should one do to start moving from that. The Rambam says there's a method from Lishma to Lishma, easy, bit by bit. What should one do from this beastliness to reach God? Well,
yes.
How can this beast start rising? What should it do?
What
to do? To connect to the friends that are like him, and together with them, through one shall help his friend, begin to push themselves towards correction, towards the complete sharing
Previously, I heard you say that partnership is when one asks and the other gives.
Yes.
So it's as if it seems our whole problem is that we think we need to do something of our own accord.
Yes.
On the other hand, we should always try to do actions so that the light will come and bestow upon us to connect, to be an example.
No, we have to try. So these are our actions.
And our attempts should always be accompanied by a request.
You have to turn to the Creator, yeah?
Yes.
If you do, then go ahead.
So this partnership is when we're always wanting to be in a request with every action and to feel that we're basically, we want only the Creator to act on us. About the work with the friends. In the beginning of the work, we understand there is some force, we call it an upper force, and in order to resemble to it, I have to work with my friends to reach love to them.
Yes.
Bit by bit, you discover that through the friends, the Creator is working on me. So what I want to ask is, should a person studying the wisdom of Kabbalah develop this quality to talk through the friends with the Creator, to have a dialogue with Him?
Certainly. Of course. What's the question? Who else will he speak to? Is there anyone else to speak to?
That's why I'm asking how to do it.
We learn that behind every friend lies the Creator. That's how a person should try to see it and turn to the Creator. That there is no friend to turn to. There is no friend. Look at how Rabash writes about it.
So ultimately it turns out that through this mitzvah, doing it with my friends, I build a vessel towards the Creator.
Of course. Of course, yes. Quickly.
Rav, a friend is asking, why are we not focusing on what Hillel HaNasi said, that what you hate, don't do to your friend? It's clearer for you people comparing to love.
Yes, but I think it's clear to us that we are forbidden to do something that is not for the benefit of others. That's clear. We're talking beyond that. Yes.
I think that as a desire is awakened, at least for me, to talk about the practice here of this work. And what I connected to more is the Hebrew slave. I have a pillow, I have to decide, am I sleeping with it or giving it to a friend?
This we don't know how to solve yet.
But such examples, how can a person do actions that move him?
He has to at least practically carry out the mitzvah of love thy neighbor.
So how to advance with this mitzvah to a place where we think more? How to do actions?
I don't know. Start giving what you have to others. I don't know what to tell you. To your question, practically, I don't have an answer. We are not doing these sort of things between us.
I'm not talking about the practical actions. I'm asking, what can I do with my friends to move myself from the point where I'm a complete egoist?
Check where you can help them. Very simple, in terms of the studying, preparing the place to study, the meals, preparing the meals, during the meals, things like that. Look at what you can do.
But in practice, I have maybe a few hours a day when I'm in the lesson or a meal where I can do physical things. Most of the day I'm alone. Where there can I do?
Think about it. There are mitzvot in action and there are mitzvot. Noma.
Rav, I have a question about realization of this rule. Love your friend as yourself. What is the order when realizing this? Is it first Bnei Baruch that has to have to reach it and then the world?
Yes, of course.
Since you said in the beginning of the lesson that the world is ready.
The world is not ready for anything. The world is only ready for to the extent that we are capable of relating to it, and no more. We still have work to do.
When you say we, you mean Bnei Baruch?
Yes.
How many steps have we done in this Congress and these days that have passed, which are also...
We've advanced quite a bit. I think that in the winter, as we approach the winter with our studies and make a connection there with the Creator's help in the Anatolia Congress, the Turkey Congress. Yeah. So we will already be prepared to feeling the outcome of the connection between us, the beginning